MacGyver's rhetoric is not very imaginative once one looks past the lyrical flourishes of these things. Obviously, this sort of attack is aimed at all those church leaders who have spoken out against Mugabe, and it's meant to intimidate those church leaders. There are, of course, church leaders also who are in support of Mugabe. Most prominently, of course, Harare's Anglican bishop, Norbert Kunonga, who seems to be under quite a bit of pressure within his own church at the moment, even being accused of having incited murder. So that is the sort of support that Mugabe is counting on, and the sort of people that are being addressed by being called traitors and political stooges and crooks and cowards and so on, what would be the likes of Archbishop Pius Mukube from Bulawayo and various others, even within the Zimbabwean Catholic Bishops Conference, which has become rather more outspoken in the last couple of years.
Some say that this criticism comes about because of the church's efforts to help some of the hundreds of thousands of people who were cleared out of slums and made homeless. Has the conditions for those people improved any?
No, they have not. There's quite a bit of red tape that is being established to prevent aid from reaching those people. The South African Council of Churches especially has been very critical of the sort of bureaucracy and the obstacles that they have been facing. Of course, the Zimbabwean government has got no means, even if they wanted to feed those people, they have got no means to feed those people. Zimbabwe is really on the brink of collapse.